Happy new era, Chambra. Happy new era. Would you hold that? Thank you. Hoo-ah! Yeah! the new energy era, the era of I am. Yeah, so let's take a breath with that. Now, you may expected Gabrielle with a horn, but as you can plainly see...
David with a...
Yes. I'm actually David McMaster, and it is my deep, deep pleasure to welcome you to this auspicious, powerful time that we, as the human, divine angels walking on earth, have co-created. And let's take a breath with that. Hmm. 2013, a real milestone. A real doorway of consciousness that we've all consciously chosen to walk through. And the good news is, we close the door behind us, we welded it shut, yes. And there's only going forward.
Yeah.
Woo!
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's the good news. So let's take another breath with that, huh? Ah. And here we are in Cold Creek Canyon, if you're just joining us for the very, very first time on the internet, either listening or watching in video. And even though you may be by yourself, you know, 1,000 miles away, you are a part of and contributing to this global consciousness that we have created and are continuing to create. And let's take a breath with that. And now when we breathe, you know, we can also choose to breathe in the new energy because it is here to support us. And we've created that energy and consciousness combined in this new era, the era of I am that I am. Ah. So what I'd like to suggest... And of course, breathing is really one of the greatest gifts that we can give ourselves. And nobody can make us breathe. And we don't have to breathe, at least for a while. And we've been used to, you know, breathing unconsciously. But now we can also choose to be conscious breathers and to be aware of ourself in this now moment. So let me invite everyone just to get grounded in your chair, feel comfortable. And to take that conscious breath that says, yes, I choose to be here now. And breathe into your totality, the all of who you are. Body, mind, spirit, nost. In this point of presence that we create. And I invite us all just to feel the breath and to feel ourselves. For it's not just oxygen we're breathing, but life force energy. And to receive. To allow. And also, let me invite us to continue consciously breathing throughout the day. And if we realize we're not consciously breathing because Adamus, for some reason, might have pushed our buttons, can't imagine that happening. Hardly. Buckle up. And Gene Tinder's created a lovely music video, and also she's applied the the lyrics to the song, and the song is entitled Ring Them Bells. So, Maestro, if you would. Freedom, yeah. And again, a special thanks to Gene for the magic of making that happen. Great job. Lovely. And, you know, wasn't that many years ago that, you know, they had the first meetings here around the fire, going back to 2000, but, you know, Jeff and Linda with, at that time, Tobias, had the first channel in August of 1999. And here we are, a global family, and not only the Crimson Circle, but, you know, they also helped co-create the Awakening Zone, and now also the Awakening Zone Academy. And truly, you know, what a gift it is for all those who are coming behind us, those who are waking up and who are on the path and have changed in their life and not having a clue what to do, but someday somebody turns them on to the Crimson Circle or one of our lovely workshops that we present. So I have a special thing I'd like to do, and that is a toast. And if you hold out your right hand, etherically, magically, a champagne glass will appear. It will. And if you're at home, I also invite you to raise your hand in your glass. And actually, this is very special because the archangels are going to be pouring in a vintage Dom Perignon champagne. Yes, yes. And so, smell it. Yes, and a sip. Oh, and now we can throw our glasses into the fire. Yeah. Jeff and Linda Hoppe, yes.
Thank you, David. Well, Happy New Year, Happy New Era. Wow.
Whoa, one more minute. One quick second. Very quickly, David McMasters is the one very many years ago that said to me, when you hug someone, ideally you should hug them from the left side to the left side because then it's heart to heart. So I'm sorry for those of you that don't have someone in the room with you that are listening online, but would everyone here just stand up and hug one person that you don't know from heart to heart?
But they might know everybody, so hug anybody.
There's always somebody you don't know. Heart to heart, left side to left side.
I know you, and I did it.
Thank you. Okay. Back to your seats now. Want to limit the chaos.
Okay. Thank you, Linda.
So welcome, everyone.
Well, you know, I'm actually a little surprised. I thought...
I'm sorry.
It wouldn't be such a big turnout today. You know, we're just after the end of the holidays, and people, a lot of activities. There are some good football games on today. But we have a full house. Wow, people who are coming late are not going to get a chair. They have to sit outside. Good to see everybody here, and really good to see everybody smiling. I mean, that was amazing coming in here just before 1 o'clock. Everybody's smiling and happy and talking, and
that's
life
what
is,
Shamba
life
do
is
if
good.
There's enough chocolate.
If there's, yeah. I noticed that there's a lot of leftover holiday chocolate. People brought their stashes.
Oh, Jeff.
Yeah. Well, no, it's good. It's good stash. And there's some over here.
Ah.
Yeah. Anyway, we have a lot to talk about today. We have a lot of videos, starting out with that beautiful video to ring them bells. And Jean, you did a lovely job with that. Thank you. And we got more to go today. So let's start with our guests.
Very good.
As we jump into 2013.
Oh, here's somebody from close to your old home. Oh. Shocking that that looks like the reels of a slot machine. Whoa.
Look what you did now.
Did you have
fun,
Jeff?
I hadn't thought about it. That was a combination lock to me. We're like unlocked now.
Ah.
Yeah, a slot machine.
Looks a lot like a slot machine reel. Really? You didn't think any of us would guess that?
A slot machine has cherries and plums and sevens.
Depending on the machine.
I've never seen a machine like that. And it only has three, not four, and it doesn't move around like that.
You obviously don't play very many different machines.
No, I don't.
So, live guests in our audience that are new and from outside the Colorado area, we have Lynn from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Hi,
Lynn. Milwaukee. You may already know this, but you know the Green Bay Packers are playing tonight against the Vikings. So, yeah, I know where I'm going to be at 6:15 tonight.
Lynn, would you please stand up? It's always such a joy when we see young people showing up at the events. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, and from Valencia, California, we have Brandy. Brandy Creason. Where are you, Brandy?
Hey, Brandy. Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Has Austin gotten here? He's from Las Cruces, New Mexico.
Hi,
hey,
Austin.
Austin.
Go ahead. Good to see you.
Beverly Jones from Asheville, North Carolina. Beverly. Chicken. Oh, Susie. It says Asheville. Well, thank you. Okay,
yeah,
very good.
I guess you're moving pretty soon.
Yeah.
Funny things you find out here.
And from Davis, California, we have Verita Perry. Where are you, Verita? Berta.
Berta? Hi, Berta.
Hi, Berta.
Good to see you. I know we have a couple more coming in later, but for right now...
No, that's everybody on the list.
Yeah. Okay. But anyway, anybody here for the first time?
First time ever. Yes, a few. Yeah, wow. Welcome. Lovely.
We like to have fun. There are really no rules.
New people, is this because you heard about how irreverent that Adamus is and you thought, I got to feel this like up close and personal?
That's it. Yeah, that's it. As Linda always warns for the new people at the break, stay clear of the aisle, please, because everybody's in a mad dash to get the chocolate and the goodies. I noticed there's deep dish pizza being served here beforehand. Wow.
And dear regulars, I know the chocolate's important, the treats are important, but please, please let the new people see what nice people you are.
And share.
Please.
Share.
I hate having to try to explain who you really are to them.
So anyway, let's move on with a recap. Seems like a long time since the last show.
It was not that long ago,
December 1st.
Oh, that's a long time.
That's a long time. We had the holidays in between, and we had the end of whatever, end of the world. You and I had the event in Scottsdale. I think this new era is a little buggy.
That's for sure.
Oh, Gene is getting ready to play the video. Duh. Okay, so this is a recap of last month of the Freedom Series, and I forgot the title now, but it was really good. So we do the recap so I can remember what was said, and you can also. So let's sit back, relax. Hunter on the lights. Hunter is the light master.
Our dear light man.
And we're ready to go.
Man of lights.
I think.
Okay. We did go.
I lost it a long time ago, but look where I am now.
End of an Era was the name of this.
End of an Era, yeah. I think here we go.
Okay. Good. Are you ready?
All right. You don't have to do it like the masters have done in the past, but you're modeling after what has come before you. Your perception of enlightenment It's not going to be that way. I don't care what you think your perception is. It's not going to be that way. Other than perhaps free, being free. But I contend also that you really don't know what it's like to be free. You have very limited, confined concepts of freedom, really. So you imagine freedom, and I feel your energy when you say, yeah, yes, I want to be free. Now you want to be a little less of a slave, but not totally free. So you carry a model of what it's like to be enlightened. Could you please, starting from this moment, let that go? Because it's not what you think at all. The model that you have is something based on the guys I hang around with. They do not want you doing enlightenment like they did or like I did. They have no concept of living ascension. That's why if you go to them and ask them about what it's going to be like or what it is like right now in a quasi-enlightened state, you know what? They have no idea. Don't believe them if they start giving you advice. Don't even believe me. Because you're doing it different. The energy, particularly starting with this event of December 21st, but actually going way back when, the energy is very different. Consciousness is different, and the word enlightenment is different. When I say enlightened master, most of you have some image of a guru sitting up on top of a mountain in total bliss. You know what? I'll tell you right now, one thing I do know by watching you, you as an enlightened being are not going to be a bliss ninny. You're not. Bliss ninny. Would you write that, Ricky? You're not going to hang around public restrooms in white robes, sprinkling smoke and water on people. No, you're going to be real. You're going to be in life. You are going to be more clear and more arrogant and stronger than I am with you. Truly, why? Because as an enlightened being, living on the planet, your tolerance level is going to be low. And you probably thought enlightened beings would just had all this patience. Not at all. You're going to have less patience than I do. You're going to, when somebody comes to you and starts spewing macchio all over your newly shined expensive shoes, you're going to cut them off faster than I've ever been rude to you at the microphone. Why? No patience. Why? Because you are going to know it can be done. I do not have time for your feeding that you are trying to do on me right now, and I call you on your game, you vampire. See, you're going to be terrible. You're going to make me look like a saint, which I am. You've been modeling yourself after, and I'm sorry here, children under 18, please walk away from the internet right now. You've been modeling yourself after Yeshua.
Oh.
Please, that is not, not Andra, she knows. That is not a good example. It's actually not necessarily what really happened either, but along the way, there are certain beings and religions and churches that said, yeah, boy, that's what we'll do. We'll put him on a cross like you ever tried doing something bad. And it was about human suffering, really. That's not what Yeshua wanted. So there is this model also of Yeshua as this this holier-than-thou being. He wasn't. He fornicated. He drank. He got drunk and puked. Yes. Yeah. No, he really did. And he told racist jokes.
Oh. I knew you couldn't go the whole meeting without getting to me.
He told politically incorrect jokes about the Romans. Wouldn't you have if you lived in Jerusalem back then? Hey, did I tell you about the Roman who... So that's a model that's imprinted into many of you. And then you hear the stories of walking on water. That was totally fabricated. Totally fabricated. And the stories of the healing. Yeshua was the first to say he wasn't a healer, but he knew how to bring out the healing within you. Mm-hmm. He knew how to get so laser focused. And he wasn't necessarily nice about it. A beggar or a sick person would come up to him. He didn't do the, oh, you poor thing. But he's like, are you going to heal yourself or not? And he would look them straight in the eye. And when they started doing the mumbo jumbo, he would laser focus on them until they felt it within themselves. And then he would basically say to them, when I see you next time, you better be dead or healed. That, you laugh, that is what you're going to be doing because you're not going to have the patience for all the games, all the feeding that's going on, all the excuses. What we're going through here today, my dear friends, we're talking about getting stuck. We're talking about the other things. We're taking it pretty nice and slow, unless you're new online. You've probably already tuned out by now. We're going slow. You're not going to have the patience for it. You're going to say, get rid of the old models, the old concepts of what you thought enlightenment is going to be. Let those go. This state of perfection or turning lead into gold or any of the rest of those things, it's all child's play. And the funny answer is, yes, you can actually do that in enlightenment. But you don't run around using that to prove that you're enlightened first. Say, when I learn to turn lead into gold, then I'll know I'm enlightened. Other way around. It's about enlightenment. Now, there are other models. Buddha, which I just mentioned. Buddha did it with a lot of suffering, which you don't need to do. But somehow you like to walk in Buddha's shoes or sandals. Walk along that same path. Why? Buddha gave up his family and then tormented himself mentally more than physically, but physically for sure. You don't need to do that. So let us, and just think for a moment of the other supposed masters. And think first, let's be real practical. Think of the funny clothes they wore, the masters that have come before you. When you think of a master, you think of funny clothes, sheets and towels and turbans and funny things like that.
Wasn't that in style then?
Yes, but you still think, yes, it was. It was in style. But you still think in terms of that. Begging wasn't in style, but you still think in terms of that. In other words, the poor master. You think in terms of giving up everything. And having nothing, walking around as a beggar. Why? I am here today. My primary message is this. The Ascended Masters and I have gathered together. We've taken a look at what's going on. We've compared our notes from our different groups. And I have to say, we're doing pretty good over here at the spirituality with altitude. So we've said, what is really holding people back right now? A lot of it, we could write books. We will write books about it. So many reasons for getting stuck. And it's natural. But right now, there's also a little bit of a modeling issue or template. Who are you going to look up to? There's not a lot of them, are there? It's going to be you. So you can start defining, to a degree, what enlightenment is going to be like for you without having to go back to the old standards. My point today is you are going to become the standards for others. You are going to become the standards for others. But if you had one of you that suddenly walked in here next month, suddenly you all knew that this person just got it. It would give you a model or a template. You'd feel better about, oh my God, I can take that leap. I can go into that dark space. I can let go of all my fears and I'm going to be okay. It's probably not going to happen because you're probably all going to do it at about the same time, general time frame. But I can tell you right now, it will be good. No, it's wrong. It'll be, you use words like awesome, amazing, highly overused words. It will be beyond. It will be so beyond. And it is going to happen. You're a little stuck right now. You don't have a good role model out there. You don't have a lot of other beings who have done it with grace and ease. The masters before you, suffering and pain. You don't have a lot of good standards by which to think in terms of your own enlightenment. So let us start creating that. Let us start putting together the attributes, which we've talked about in some of our workshops, but things that you, as enlightened masters walking on the planet, are going to want to share as standards with others. Abundance. Yes. Don't feel guilty about abundance. I just heard somebody say, but that shouldn't be on the top of our list. Why not? Why not? Why not? You know why? Why not? Because that list, or whatever you want to call it, those attributes are going to constantly move around. It might be number one today. It might be number 10 tomorrow. It's very dynamic, very rolling. And the attributes of an enlightened master being in a relationship where they can both be sovereign. They don't have to wait for each other anymore. Being sovereign. And hear this carefully, where you don't have to be in perfect physical health and you don't necessarily walk through walls. You still have that concept. There's going to be times where even an enlightened being gets a little sick. It's a biological rejuvenation process, but you're stopping yourselves right now saying, I can't, my body, I've got cancer, my bones ache, I have certain things. You can be a great enlightened master and still maybe not have that biology all caught up and healed yet, but you'll also learn to value what it's like to be in biology, and you'll allow the healing to finally take place. The enlightened master, the templates that you are going to, the standards that you're going to be creating, you don't have to wear funny clothes or be of constant service to all of humanity or any of those other things. So when we come back in the new energy in a month, when we come back after going through the interesting experiences that we listed here before, when we come back, start listing those attributes and living them, not just listing, but living those attributes. The new ascended masters. The world needs standards more than anything else. Wouldn't it be nice if you had had a bunch who were standing right here in front of you? You could ask questions to, you could touch and poke their bodies and ask what it was like. The ones coming after you will have that in you. In you. Right now you've relied on these methods, channeling, information, things like that. But the ones coming after you will have you as the teachers and the standards. You get a little stuck right now, and right now, more than any time, is natural to get a little stuck in enlightenment. Energies are converging. They're strong. Your body reacts. Your mind goes a little crazy. You have a little abundance issues, which in the long run aren't going to mean anything, Larry. Get a little stuck. You take a deep breath. And you know what I'm going to say next. Because it's 5 o'clock. Take a deep breath and you remember that all is well in all of creation. And so it is. All right.
Jesus was a Capricorn. He ate organic foods. He believed in love and peace and never wore no shoes. Long hair, beard, and sandals, and a funky bunch of friends. Reckon they just nail him up if he come down again. 'Cause everybody's gotta have somebody to look at.
And a special thanks to Vicki Hazlett for the editing on that. Thank you, Vicki. Thank you. That little last part, that's not on the YouTube version, is it? No. God. God. So what a month it was. Kind of the end of anything that you wanted it to be the end of. December, pretty intense, pretty amazing. And
that's an understatement.
But we made it. Here it is, January 5th. We made it over that threshold. And I know, talking to a lot of people, they were a little worn out by the whole thing of December. But in a way, it was fun, too. It was fun to let go of a lot of things in December.
Before you move on, I want to get stuck in this place that,
yes.
You know, I listen to a lot of people, and I can honestly say I can't think of a single year yet, not even the Millennium 2000 thing, where I have ever heard so many people, mm-hmm. spiritual or not, Christian, human, whatever, alien, all say, wow, I'm okay with letting this year go.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
I have never heard so many people say it.
How many want to go back into 2012? Anybody? Yeah, good, good. You can't anyway, so.
Good point.
And we had several domestic events. Had a great time. Didn't have to travel too far.
What does domestic mean? You're talking about our house.
In the U.S. Yes.
That we did too.
We had some domestic events. We didn't have to go very far, all in the U.S.
We didn't have to have our passport, is what it means.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. We started with recent events. We started with the 12-12 Beyond the Prophecies with Steve and Barbara Rother down in Scottsdale, Arizona. Anybody here was at that event?
A few,
yeah.
Yeah.
It was fun. We had a good time. We really enjoyed working with Steve and Barbara. We've known them for years, but had never really done a workshop with them.
Great. I really liked the audience.
The audience was good, and this may sound a little odd, but sometimes different groups don't play that well together. And we've seen that happen in the past, you know, at a multi-speaker event, there's, you know, people from group A and group B and group C, and they kind of don't mix and match. But down there with Steve and Barbara Rother, it was so blended and wonderful.
Well, when I can say it in a positive way, there's sometimes when we go to events where everybody's like sleepy and they're like, oh, release me to the zone. And this group, everybody was alive,
yeah,
awake.
Yeah, there was a lot of energy.
That's what I liked about
it. It was fun working with Steve and Barbara, and they had a great crew, and it was just a good time. So we have a little video recap. I think we're big into video recaps now. So, Hunter, if we get them lights and see what Scottsdale was like.
And here it is.
Thank you.
A lot of familiar faces.
Yeah, great event. That was fun.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go right into another, just short. We got a lot of videos
Whoa.
Today. This was the end of whatever. Oh, we got plenty of time, sure. Held right here in Black Hawk. I knew a lot of you were there. We had a good time. Fun afternoon of channeling. About 700 people, well, actually more than 700 viewers online, so a lot more were gathered in groups, so it was a good energy gathering, and it was a lot of fun. Dinner afterwards, and I know a few of you went gambling at the casino. Anybody hit the big jackpot? Yeah, would you admit it if you did? So it was a fun time. It was just kind of a casual event, but we had a good time. So let's take a quick look. This is just a short little recap. All right.
Always fun to be at a live event and get to interact with people and have a great time. We did.
Absolutely. So I just love looking at the pictures. There's so much chambra, warmth, heart.
Well, I always like the fact that when we all come together, each of us does what we do in our own way. And when we come together, I don't try to be like you. You don't try to be like me, thank God. And but we all have this way where we get to all express as the individuals and our consciousness and all that we are, and then just go back and do whatever you got to do. But we get to celebrate together, and that's what Jeff and I love most.
So let's take a quick look at upcoming events.
Ooh.
Yeah, we got a lot on the schedule all of a sudden. It's a busy upcoming time. We
actually not that busy.
Yeah, it's pretty busy.
We only travel once a month.
We're here for a couple of weeks left in January, and then it's on to Egypt. We've been talking about it for a while. We're finally going. And it's February 9th through the 21st in Egypt, of course. For a lot of you have been on that tour before. It's life-changing.
Life-changing.
Yeah.
And it's a very special time there. And we actually just have a few spaces left, really just four.
Four.
And that would we have the whole boat. And one of the reasons that Jeff and I want to mention to you, if you have ever wanted to go, this is the time to go, because what's clear to us is we're not sure how that country is going to evolve. But no matter how it evolves, the one thing that we're certain of from working and talking to our Egyptian, the Egyptian people that
ground
we work
operator.
With, yeah, what they say, there is no place in the world where you can walk up to something that epic, that old, and stand up against next to it, actually touch it. They should have outlawed that hundreds of years ago, but you can still truly feel the energies, and in a way that I have never sensed anywhere else. And it is highly likely that they will definitely change the access to these sites. So if you have any kind of a dream to experience old Egypt, this is the time.
Yeah, like Stonehenge in England, of course, that years ago you could walk up and touch the stones and be part of it. And then they roped it off, so you have to look at a distance. And our thinking is that Egypt will probably go that route. They're going to start roping things off.
Like Valley of the Kings. It's glassed, or
or
there's, you know, boundaries. But right now, I mean, most of these temples that we go into, you can stand right up against it. You can lean. You can breathe with it. You can touch it. It's unbelievable.
So cutoff for Egypt is January 11th. We have to know by then, just for all the arrangements we need to make with the airlines, with the boats and everything else. So if you're interested in going, last chance.
All four star. It's all done very
five star.
Safe.
Five.
I'm sorry, five star.
Five.
Very, very safe, very wonderful, all by appointment, so you're never having to just mill through any kind of groups. It's all escorted, and we're incredibly good hands when we're there.
March, it's on to Brazil, and we're going to be in Iguazu Falls, which is right on the Argentina border. Beautiful, beautiful place. For Dreamwalker Life, which I love doing. I mean, that's my favorite workshop right now.
They're all supposed to be your favorites.
That's my favorite.
Okay.
Johan will be there, Anat, Amir, and Gerhardt providing the music. So for those who have been to an event before with them, you know, it really rocks.
Well, it really, really helps you, assist us in diving into the experience.
Yeah.
And I want to go one step further.
Yes.
The other thing you should know is that, of course, Brazilians speak Portuguese.
Hmm.
Now, interestingly enough, but there are more Brazilians speaking Brazilian Portuguese than Portuguese speaking Portuguese. So, not that that matters, but what does matter is that we are making arrangements to have translation in both Portuguese and Spanish. We've had a lot of people from South America asking if we would consider doing Spanish translation also. So we're working on doing the simultaneous translation with headsets in both Spanish and Portuguese.
A couple shots here of Iguazu Falls, just beautiful. They say it's bigger than Niagara Falls.
Mm-hmm.
And we're also, like the day after the workshop ends, it's going to be the full moon, and we're doing like a boat dinner thing on the full moon in Iguazu. Yeah, so just pack your suitcases right now. Come on, join us. It'll be pretty amazing.
Really going to be beautiful. We're really excited about it. We've heard some really marvelous things.
Oh.
And the reason I know that is because I kept not responding, and then they kept sending me more and more information saying, you got to check this out. So we're really excited. And thank you to Conrado for your clarity. He's the host.
April.
With Sylvia Mangini.
On to Kauai.
This is important stuff.
Yeah, really important. Yeah. But I like hitting this button.
Yeah, I got that.
It's like.
That's a man thing?
I have to hide
Hand the remote?
Hide
really?
The remote. But every time you
really?
Get the remote, you just start pushing buttons.
Yeah.
And then it takes me an hour to get the TV back working again. Do you ever have that problem? Linda, what did you hit? She said, I don't know. I just hit a button. And then I got to go back and reset everything.
Oh, poor you.
So, yeah. Built-in side effects. April, Kauai for Quantum Allowing. It's sold out, so I won't go into a lot of details about it. We
One
will
detail?
Do Quantum Allowing in other locations. We'll definitely do it in Europe, Asia, Australia, South America.
And we're excited about it. We deliberately have not scheduled anything yet because we haven't fully experienced it. Jeff's got some side personal thing going on with Adamus that he won't share. It's like,
I'm allowing.
And so anyways, it's like, yeah, great, okay. So anyways, we are not going to schedule the other events till we have a sense of what this event is really going to be. And then we'll go forward, and as Jeff suggested, we'll schedule it again for Europe and Asia and South America.
I'm looking forward to it. Johan there, Norman Garrett are going to be there. May. It's a book tour for the new book that's coming out in German. What do you think that says? Oh, it says it right there. Okay.
Oh,
Journey of the Angels.
You put the slide together and you didn't remember that?
It's coming out in, I think, February or March.
March.
In the German language. So we're doing a book tour just for especially those who are in Europe. We're going to be in Bern, Switzerland, Zurich, Switzerland, Munich, Germany, Zalmsee, Austria, which is beautiful, and then Salzburg, Austria, in May. And right after that, onward to Lake Bled, Slovenia. And we'll have for the Adamus Mystery School. Now, interesting thing is, we've been using this graphic for the mystery schools for...
From the beginning, from a long time. Where did you get that photo?
Oh, just at one of my photo sources online. But
so
I
you
really,
had no idea what it was?
It looked mysterious. It looked kind of... You know, like mystery school kind of mysterious.
But you did not know what it was.
I had no idea. Okay. I don't tell you. They just sell it to you. anyway, so we've been using that graphic. This last year when we were in Slovenia, they said, you got to go to Bled Lake, and it's a real pretty place, really beautiful. We got up there and said, that is the island on Lake Bled.
Yeah.
So this whole time we've been using it, and at that point we said, we have to do a mystery school here.
And it's a stunningly beautiful city.
Beautiful.
It's easily accessible from Ljubljana.
Yeah, it's 35 kilometers.
Just beautiful. Yeah. And another note, we will have some translation there. And there was some one other... Oh, I know. We have not opened up the registration to this.
Yes.
Because we still... It opens to the angels first. So the subscribers will get notice... Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday. And then after that, on Thursday, we'll open it up to everyone. But the angels do get that advanced opportunity.
Yes, part of
being
an angel.
So if you're interested, yeah, part of being an angel subscriber benefit.
And then let's see how that takes. I think that's the end.
Did we say Alfred was the host?
No, go ahead.
Yeah, Alfred Hallis is the host. We're really excited about that. And also part of the events in Slovenia is Tasha, the publisher, does an amazing job too. Yeah. Okay.
So that takes us up through the end of May. We're working on June right now. Have something in the works. Weren't quite ready to announce it, but we'll send you a notice.
Or we'll be in the U.S.
Read the beautiful Chambra Monthly magazine that comes to you via email, and it has all the listings. A lot of people... They come up and say, well, how do I find out about different events or things? It's like the beautiful Chambra Monthly that comes out. And I have to say, a lot of work goes into producing that.
Or the events page on the website.
Yeah. Or both.
Or both.
Yeah. Okay, what's next?
Or you can email Susie and annoy her. Susie loves to update you.
It's Susie's looking at you.
Nah, she
okay.
doesn't mind.
Okay, it is time for the Chambra Launchpad. I love when inspired ideas come to life, and when we can gather together, take a new product, service, or creation, and breathe life into it. I know there's so many here that have done Launchpads that have brought their products here, and it's been an amazing process. So we have a new one today. Really.
We're always invited to be creators.
Yes, I love this next project. It's one I'd really like us to breathe life into because it is amazing. Actually, the creator has been working on it for a number of years. Some of you have met her, know her, and now it's just ready for that final little nudge to get it out in public. The launch pad this month is for Nikki Williams with the film Time of the Sixth Sun. Ah, the Time of the Sixth Sun is right now. And Nikki's been working on this documentary for a number of
years.
She was at the Quantum Leap. I'm sorry, not Quantum Leap. Tobias's Departure. Did a lot of filming there. We actually met her in Phoenix, Sedona, a number of years ago, and she did some filming. Actually, she had Tobias do some of the voiceover on the film. She has literally traveled all around the world putting the footage together. She's got about 20 years of film experience, and she's one of those people that
has
a natural eye. I mean, really, really good. Beautiful footage. So we've got the trailer today. The documentary is, I think, about an hour long. Unbelievable editing and the visuals are beautiful. So we're going to play the trailer. And then
so next time I'm bringing 3D glasses. Would those enhance these
experiences? Sure.
Okay,
if we can get the lights and we'll take a look at the trailer for Time of the Sixth
Indian prophecy states, when the earth has been ravaged and the animals are dying, a tribe of people from all races, creeds and colors will put their faith in deeds, not words, to make the land green again. Millions of people are awakening. Many are answering the call, and these rainbow warriors are now spreading a message of unity across the globe. A new heart-based culture is starting to reveal itself. The shift has begun. Our ancestors understood our symbiotic relationship to nature and the elements and foresaw the collapse of an unsustainable world. The voice of the collective is our guide and storyteller, and the world's wisdom keepers share their sacred transmissions.
It is time to remember who you are, why you are here, at this time of the greatest change ever.
We've tried everything possible and none of it has worked. Therefore, we must try the impossible.
The kundalini of the earth now is emitting the new cycle, the new vibration.
This three-dimensional time is so quickly passing.
It is now up to you. The ones who are awakening, the ones who will help to create the new earth, the ones who will expand their consciousness.
When the power of love overcomes the love of power, the world will know peace.
We have to, as embodied beings, step to the next level of collective consciousness.
How many of us have really been messed up by being told, big boys, don't cry?
The grandmothers now that must be the ones that take these children and hold their hand and walk them over the bridge.
She speaks through the heart. She speaks through our bones and our flesh.
And she cries, I am. I am that I am.
You're witnessing the birth of new energy and new consciousness. You're hearing the call of the elders and the indigenous ones to accept your own sovereignty, to accept your own independence.
How do you live a divine life and be human at the same time?
Let the mind expand and open.
When they do these ceremonies, they're dreaming a new world.
Continuing to hold the dream and the vision of the new earth, a new earth that is coming.
As I think and speak and act and intend, so shall it be.
Wow.
We all need to start collectively dreaming of paradise.
And as we dream, we find the visions to dream ourselves into a much more awakened state of being.
It's time to wake up and realize whether you're the dreamer or the dreamed.
Follow your heart.
Know truth.
So what will you dream tonight? And will you act on it tomorrow? Our future is in your hands.
Wow, pretty professional. Amazing. Tremendous energy in there.
Magic.
I mean, that is a really, really amazing film. That was just about 4 minutes out of something that's well over an hour long. A beautiful creation. She has such a sense. There's some shots here of the production, the shooting they've done literally all over the world. And she's done this on a shoestring. She's really, she's done it.
Worked with incredible people at an incredible level of skill, and pretty much a lot of it's been self-funded.
Yes, it has. And she's coming into that final stretch now, and it's one of the hardest stretches because It's where all this photography and editing and consciousness comes together. Now it's getting it out into the market. That's can be a difficult thing to do, particularly in the film business. There's been there are documentaries coming up every day now because people can just go out and shoot with their little handy cams. But this is top quality, top drawer. And Chambre Energy is in this because she shot it at some of our events. We've got the Tobias's voice in there, the Chambre Energy. So I really ask all of you to help support Nikki. And we could do it through two things, which we'll do in just a moment. First, through our breathing to help her launch this. She's working with some major studios in Hollywood in California right now, trying to get this into the final editing stages. And it takes a lot of money to do the final production and then distribution. She was on our radio program recently, and Adamus gave her a target date of getting this out because she was kind of been working on it a long time and not really sure when it would happen. And he
pushing
said,
her for a launch.
June 22nd. So she's got a date. Now she needs all of our help. And the way we can do that is supporting it through donations, supporting the Time of the Sixth Sun at Kickstarter.com. Kickstarter is this really cool thing. As a matter of fact, if you end up doing a project where you can post your project, and I have a picture of the her page there on it, you can post the project and people pledge, but the money is not actually taken or distributed to the creator until the pledge is reached. You can see that she's looking for pledge of £77,000, British pounds. That's about $110,000. I'm actually surprised she can do it for that little to get it into the distribution she needs. This opened up yesterday for donations, literally trying to make it for this meeting. And whether it's $10 or 25 pounds or 200.
It all makes a difference.
It makes a huge difference. Now, she doesn't get funded until she gets the full 77,000 pounds. In other words, if she only gets 70,000, doesn't get the money.
That's all or nothing.
It's all or nothing.
Wow.
And she has until February 7th, I think. So it's right around the
corner.
That
sounds like a Maristar.
So so even if, you know, $10, $25, whatever, to help Nikki and actually to help consciousness get this off the ground, this is something I have a very strong passion for. Such a beautiful creation.
Well, it's something spiritual done in such a pretty, beautiful way that it's going to attract a much bigger audience than us and others like us.
Yeah. So let's take a deep breath for Nikki Williams in Time of the Sixth Sun. Beautiful film, and it's a life project for her also. On this Chambre launch pad today, giving her the energy, the inspiration, the support that she so deserves for this project. I want to be playing this film in July here in the hall. We have hopefully have champagne and sit down and watch the entire thing. So let's take a deep breath. Supporting Nikki and getting the energy going to help her with the funding. So a good deep breath for Time of the Sixth Sun. It's our time. It's what we're here for. So thank you, Nikki. We love you and thank you for putting this together.
Good luck.
Good. Okay. Wow, that's such a great film.
Mm-hmm.
I get excited about it.
I know. It is a wonderful project.
What's coming up next?
Oh, she's more inspiring to talk.
A little awakening zone.
Ooh.
A little awakening zone news. Hear that music? Created by Johan.
I need that ringtone on my phone.
I don't know how to do ringtone downloads. I got to ask John Kanarka to help me with that. But I wanted that too. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
You're walking through the grocery store and it just starts going.
Well, I have a phone and I keep trying to find a ringer that'll like get my attention. Well, guess what? They don't. But I'm thinking that might.
Hey, we've created something really exciting.
Jeff says you have to turn the phone on first.
within Awakening Zone. It's called the Awakening Zone Academy. As you probably know, Awakening Zone, we've got about 40 or 50 hosts around the world, and everything is free. Hosts don't pay to do their shows. Listeners don't pay for the shows that they listen to. Yes?
Well, the listeners and the hosts don't pay anything, but it costs money to do
that. Oh, it costs a lot of money.
Just for clarity.
But what we've done is developed something, a little deeper dive, called the Awakening Zone Academy. And these are going to be more in-depth online classes.
We're excited.
We tested it a little bit at the December 21st event. For those of you who watched online, that was run through Awakening Zone Academy. The proceeds from the academy are used to pay for Awakening Zone.
To fund it.
The hosts, such as Steve Rother, Johnette Crowley,
Jim Self,
ourselves, we're all going to be doing paid-for series. And it could
classes.
Be just a couple hours. It could be stretched over 6 weeks. But we'll have a variety of classes from the hosts. We're going to keep the fees reasonable because the hosts are also doing this as part of helping Awakening Zone. And I'm looking forward to it.
It's a good energy exchange.
It's a really good energy exchange. So look for news about this. We have a couple of classes coming up very, very soon, which we'll announce. But just want to let you know about the Awakening Zone Academy. And then other big news within this is just the one of the home pages for the Academy. You go and you're a member. You get to go into different content areas and listen as often as you like.
Michelle's been working on that, right?
Michelle's done a great job with it. Yes.
Michelle McHale.
Thank you, Michelle. And we have some news on Awakening Zone.
We do.
There's a
new talent.
New manager on Awakening Zone, Vicki Hasla. Woo, Vicki.
Welcome.
You know, Vicki has a tremendous amount of film and technology experience, production experience, and
very multimedia.
Particularly to pull off something like the Academy, plus just keep Awakening Zone organized and flowing.
Alive.
We've known Vicki for years, and thank you, Vicki. You just started 3 days ago. How does it feel so far to be on staff?
I'm so excited. I can hardly stand.
Oh, good.
Yay. Thank you. Oh, what the heck. Come up here. We can't hear you.
Yeah.
We've got time. You can do it. Now everybody can see you.
And I've spent 30
You're
years.
You're shorter than me.
I know.
Now watch this. Well, it doesn't matter.
Oh.
No. I've spent 30 years creating content that reaches an audience. And I'm so passionate about this content, which I've been following for over a decade, and to package it in a way that really reaches people, it just is, I'm very, very passionate about it. So I'm very excited. So thank you
and
so much.
And the whole staff is excited to have you on the staff now.
To bring on someone that we all really actually know was so exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah, easy.
So big
thank
hand
you.
For Vicki, manager of the Awakening Zone. All right.
Woo. Welcome, Vicki.
Okay, what else do we have? I think
next.
It's actually time for Chambre News.
Ooh.
Yeah.
And you're not going to be funny.
No. No. New graphics, if you notice, for the new year.
Oh, Jeff, where do you find the time?
You know, late at night, and you come to talk to me at my desk. It's not talking to me. I'm working. Anyway.
Was that barking?
Yeah. Anyway, we I think just one or two things. There is a beautiful brand new CD from Anders Holte. Just came out.
Do we have,
we have physical copies here today, and you can also download it online. Yeah, I love what Anders does. I mean,
amazing.
He is a true artist.
Just a voice that you can just transform and trans whatever.
And we've worked with him now for 3 or 4 years. Again, it's funny, the way we found or came into Anders, the way he found us, was this Tobias's Departure
song?
Music
mm-hmm.
song contest. And, you know, we had hundreds of submissions from all over the world. And I remember clearly I was on the beach in Australia listening to my headset, kind of going through all the songs, and I got to Anders' returning song for Tobias's Departure. I'm like, oh, no, this is, somebody messed up. They thought you were supposed to send your favorite pop song or, you know, top 40 or whatever. Found out later
it was
his original mm-hmm. creation. We've been working with Anders and Kachina ever since. Beautiful music.
Do you have a clip?
Funny you should mention.
Let's take
a listen to Dream of the Blue Whale. And by the way, he just returned also from the Dr. Todd Ovakaitis' event in Hawaii, where they did the Lemurian toning. There was about 800 people there for that. So Anders was the music director.
Was he?
Yeah, yeah.
You're kidding.
I'm not kidding.
Wow. Yeah.
So let's take a listen. You don't need the lights off for this, Hunter. Well, you know, unless you want. This is Dream of the Blue Whale. Very distinctive. Everything out. Also when I'm working at my desk sometimes, but then I get a little sleepy. But it's just so beautiful. Those nights where I can't sleep, laying in bed, just put this on. So beautiful. So that's Anders Holte's new CD. We have physical copies here, and we also have it in the Crimson Circle store.
Dream of the Blue Whale.
Dream of the Blue Whale. Really beautiful. Just, wow. So, thank you, Anders. Okay, what next? We just have, what next? We're at the end. We got an extra long break today.
Wow.
You know, and I know, by the way, I saw a few emails from some people in Europe that were saying, can't you keep the break shorter than a half hour or whatever? A couple of things. We only have two toilets here. We need the time. And normally people need time just to get up. We have technical things we have to do in between. So unfortunately, we do run a schedule. We're also doing this on Awakening Zone. So we have to time it. You know, we can't just say, well, let's start in 30 minutes. So we're actually going to have a really long break. We've got it till 3 o'clock.
Well, and again, because we have to start Awakening Zone at 3, so
yeah,
that's
yeah.
kind of our limiter always.
So before we go on break, we want to take a moment to really thank those people who do so much for Crimson Circle.
Special thanks to the Crimson Circle Angels. They're the subscribers that really make the new things, the things that we do for free. They're the ones that make that possible with their angel subscriptions.
Yeah.
A special thanks to our advanced studies teachers, including our mentor teachers. These are people with passion that have experienced some of the most transformational, life-changing material that feel so strong about it that they're wanting to share it with other people all over the world. So thank you to our Crimson Circle advanced studies teachers and mentor teachers who teach teachers.
And there's about 700 teacher certificates worldwide.
That's correct.
Yeah, and right now there's probably somewhere in the neighborhood of 6 to 8 classes going on.
Amazing.
Somewhere in the world as we're talking.
Amazing, and they get more passionate as time goes on. Also, a huge thanks to our international web hosts. Michelle can tell you from working with them that that is an incredibly huge, huge gift that they give to everyone. When they do this, they work with people. They do most of it by themselves. It's a huge amount of work. They do it as volunteers, and they do it with so much grace. We are truly thankful to all of them. And it takes a lot of time and energy.
22 international websites,
right.
So it's pretty impressive.
Very impressive.
And once again, thanks to Michelle for coordinating all that.
Thanks, Michelle.
Thanks.
Thank you. Really big job. Thanks, Michelle. And to our translation teams, these are people in all the different languages that work together to translate the different things that we do, some of the events, the schools.
The shouds.
We're really grateful for them. And in fact, there are at least two languages, I believe, Polish and Spanish, where while we're doing this shoud, they're actually doing a simultaneous translation with it. So we have some stunning, talented people that are helping to share this information all over the world, and they do it with such wonder and grace. And thanks to Lindsay Yogi for also working with them.
And as we go to break, a big thanks to this crew who comes in every
always.
Month and really does a great job of setting up.
And it looks good and works well because they put so much effort into it. And they do it with so much ease and grace, each one doing their part. And it really is a huge amount of work. If you consider, this is a community center. The Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, three other churches. By the way, just a fact.
Yes.
Susie, how many different churches meet in here on Sunday? Is it two or three?
Catholics and the Lutherans.
Yeah. So I always kind of smile knowing that our energy is what they feel the next day.
And who do you think would be the biggest group that meets here on any given month? I'm always proud
it's
of that.
Perfect.
Yeah.
It's perfect.
And again, a special thanks because as Linda was saying, we come into the hall, you know, we transform it, we put up the curtains and put down the carpet and tons of equipment in the...
They start setting up at 9 a.m.
Oh, they're here before that, dear.
Oh,
yeah.
Well,
I would say about 7:30.
Really?
Yeah, and they're here till about 6:30 at night, so it's a long day for the crew.
See, it's even more than I realized.
I get here at 9, but no, they get here earlier. So, again, thank you. We truly appreciate
it.
Thank you. And we're going to take a coffee break, chocolate break. A lot of good food there.
Don't wait on the chocolate because it won't be there if you do. So don't think, well, I'll take some vegetables and come back for the chocolate. Bad idea.
Yeah, skip the vegetables. Yeah. Go straight to the chocolate. Please be back in the chairs at 5 minutes to 3. It gives you 30 minutes.
Thank you.
You bet.